David Gately's got the early word on the weekend punt. This is Gator's Game Plan.
Yeah, he sure does. It's been a couple of weeks since I've caught up with the great man David Gately. Matty Stewart and Scotty Gullen have been looking after him. Good morning to you, Gator. How did the boys go?
Oh, look, they're not in the same league. It's your good self. But look, they were solid contributors, I'd describe them as.
Yeah, I'll be cutting that up and putting it on a promo, I think, now, Gator. Thank you for the kind words. What do we make of this weekend's racing, Gator? Group 1 in Melbourne, the Turnbull Stakes, and 3 in Sydney. Another sensational weekend.
That is that, yep. And we know the thing about the Turnbull is, you know, it's not a weight for age race. It's set weight penalty, so it certainly is adds another dimension to a key lead-up race like a Caulfield Cup and into a Cox Plate as well.
All right, where do we start with your key player this weekend with your game plan?
I'm going to go with Giga Kick, race 5, number 3 at Flemington. Obviously, he's unbeaten. The non-acceptance of what you need certainly opened the door for him. You know, it was probably ajar anyway. I think he would have been probably second favourite, but just takes a potential star away, and he's drawn the right part of the track. He ran really good last 600 figure last time to win the Vane Stakes. The third horse was Mullane, who went to a Golden Rose, beaten 3.5 lengths, and drawn out to sit off them and clear running and swoop over the top. So, made him the best on the over the 19 races, Melbourne, Sydney.
Yeah, that's Giga Kick for Clayton Douglas, who has been so impressive at his 3 starts. Gator, obviously, as you mentioned, Spacewalk comes out. But Giga Kick has been well supported already since markets opened too. Getting in pretty tight now, $2.10. Are you a bit worried about the price, or do you think that's about right?
Price-wise, look, well, I mean, I've made him the best today, so I expect him to win or run very, very well. Mm. When it comes down to price, it comes down to more a mathematical question. So, you know, does he win it 5 times out of 10? Probably. You know, I'm expecting a lot better from Dool, who, you know, was so good on debut. And they're probably in the wrong spot in the Poseidon Stakes. That race certainly didn't rate through the roof by any stretch, but Bonos Notchos was very good winning it. And Swiss Exile, when he was last in Sydney, he beat that horse in the San Domenico. So you don't have to look too hard to make a good case around some key rivals. And that's where price comes into it. But as I say, I think he'd win 5 out of 10, so he shouldn't be far off that mark.
All right, that's good insight. And that is a terrific race, the Dane Hill. Looking forward to seeing what Giga Kick can do on Saturday. Gator, what's the most difficult race to work out this weekend?
Look, I had a bit of trouble with the Turnbull. Obviously, you know, when we get away from weight for age racing, it just, as I said earlier, it just adds another dimension. Obviously, it gives those that are lesser performed, you know, a greater chance of winning. And history tells you that with this race as well. You've got a horse like Gold Trip, who was heavily backed last time. He couldn't get past Smoke and Romans. But he was 7 weeks between runs. He was second up, and he had 61. You know, if you're a fan of relative weights, he meets him 7 kilos better. I've been waiting for Profondo to get back on dry ground since a terrific first up run. He was wide, no cover, wasn't far off Animo, probably loomed to beat that horse. And 2 wet track misses. So Nelly put him on top. I just drew back to Gold Trip at the weights, but I was oscillating between the two of them. Happy to back them both. Maximal's the other one who just 2 wet, George Main. He ran okay. Obviously, Doom and Cup former Anzaki can beat these with his, if the track does remain dry. Jewess, well, I think it's getting close to D-Day for her. Her best wins this race easily. You got Allegra on. An inspirational girl. Good cases can be made there. A wide and deep race. Looking forward to the contest, though. For the record, Gold Trip and Profondo on top for me.
All right, Gold Trip, Profondo, the 2 top picks for Gator here in the Turnbull. A close watch on Duas, who, along with Profondo Gator, I reckon you could have easily made as your D-Day horse, but instead you have gone with...
Oh, look, I think Fireburn... you know, it's time to stand up for her. She was good first up. She chased in secret all the way home. Much better second up. Ran really well in the Golden Rose. Again, right on the heels of in secret that time. And getting to 1600 is the key, I think. And it might be advantage her over Zugotcha, who, you know, we were really keen on last time. And she got the job done beating Madame Pomeroy. They were both terrific. And I think the winning hopes dry up pretty quickly. So Fireburn to hopefully break that recent slipper curse and come out and win a flight stakes, a Group 1 at Randwick on Saturday. She won't mind the rain either.
Can I get your thoughts on She's Extreme here, Gator? Because obviously the last time Fireburn and She's Extreme met in a Group 1 at 1,600 metres, She's Extreme got the better of Fireburn.
She did. I think both runs had equal merit. She's Extreme had the head start. Fireburn just gave away too much of it. And I think they both ran exceptionally well. I think all things being equal, Fireburn, if you know, maybe a slightly better run, if anything. But, you know, you can argue that to the end of the earth. She was good first up, I thought, given the pattern of the day. Coming wide, making ground on a day not many did. Then she was close up in a solidly run Golden Rose. Fireburn ran straight past her. But, you know, she likely fit a less pressure. And out to 1,600, no negative, wet, no negative. So I've got her fourth pick. I can make a case, but, you know, looking at those last runs, I'm not sure how she beats Fireburn home.
All right, always a good race for the fillies. The flight stakes there at Randwick on Saturday. Gator, what's the highlight over the weekend?
Oh, look, there's a few of them, but I'm going to go with the Epsom. It's a big handicap. It's been a great race for four-year-olds over the years, so I'm gravitating to those. Both Hinged and Fangirl. Hinged, she was good first up. Month off into a George Main, she led. She was brave when Animo collared her. And dropping to 51.5 is the key. If you're guaranteed a dry track, I'd be all over Fangirl. It's a perfect race for her. I'm on months ago in this race, so I'm certainly cheering for her in our futures play. Hinged has the weight advantage. There wasn't much between them from last prep. I just think as we get into the heavy rains, it's more advantage Hinged over her. Icebath is flying. She's a must and top ranked. Did a great job with his 59.5. He's certainly in the quaddie as well. But just leaning to those 2 4-year-old girls, Hinged and Fangirl for me.
Yeah, it's a good race, the Epsom handicap. There on Saturday, there had been some money for top rank too since markets opened, Gator. And if he is able to win the Epsom with the top weight there on Saturday, he probably goes into calculations for, I don't want to say a Cox plate maybe, but he is a pretty talented horse.
No, he's a really good horse. I mean, he was on the heels of Very Elegant last prep, despite pulling up lame, so I'm not sure what impact that had on him on race day. Probably not ideal, though, you know, even if it couldn't have improved him. It would have either been exactly the same or no help, you know, or a disadvantage, wouldn't it? So, Very Elegant ran third in that race last year. And then, of course, went on to win a Melbourne Cup. So, I don't think you need to be any sort of guru to make a good case for him at the highest level.
Mm. All right, key player is Giga Kick in the Dane Hill. Long division race is the Turnbull. D-Day for Fireburn, and the highlight, there's plenty of them, but the pick of the bunch is the Epsom handicap. We'll take a break here on RSN Central, and we'll come back with your questions here on David Gately's Game Plan. It's 20 minutes past 11. This is RSN Central's Gators Game Plan. You're with Matt Nevitt and David Gately, and we'll take your questions in a moment, 0416 90 50 52. Gator, the other group one that we haven't mentioned this weekend is the Metropolitan, and Benno was the long-time favourite for this market, but he had to be scratched, so Durston has come up the short price favourite. That's the number 7 there at race 9 at Randwick. Have you got a thought in the Metrop this weekend?
Yeah, of course. That's what we're paid for. Look, I think Durston probably deserves to be favourite. I mean, he was so dominant winning last time. He's actually won to 2,900 at home. So, you know, certainly be strong at the end of the race. He's beat Mankane in the past, in the spring, with 62 kilos. So he's never seen a heavy track. So I guess that's an unknown. He does come through a low-pressure race. Look, I thought No Compromise was the best value in the race at double-figure odds. Stockman, they're both well and truly proven on the heavy ground. And the Don DeVee for the quaddie as well. But, I thought No Compromise was the overs in a competitive Metrop.
I see Hammer-On has been well supported. I think it opened up $51 into $13 now and has only 51 kilos with Jay Ford to ride. Do you give Hammer-On a chance?
Yeah, fifth top-rated. He's certainly on the upward spiral. Comes through Benchmark Racing, but he's, you know, putting some good figures together on the clock. It's down in the weights, as you mentioned, and he just looks like he'll stay. I mean, he took an hour to wind up last week, and now they get up and trip, and I think that's the key to him measuring up here.
Race 7 on the program at Randwick is the Premier Stakes, and every sprint race in Sydney these days, we call it a mini Everest, Gator, but the big gun's not there, Nature Strip, so it opens the door for someone else to put their hand up. Who do you think the most likely winner of the Premier is?
Well, I think the best run in the lead-up race, the shorts, outside of the winner, Nature Strip, was probably Lost and Running. He covered a lot of ground. Interestingly, he was beaten in this last year by Masked Crusader. He ran 1.4 lengths fourth to that horse. Now, he was wide that day with no cover, so how much closer should he have finished to Masked Crusader is open for debate, but you'd think at least some bit closer. I think there are really positive signs for Masked Crusader first up, though. Love the way he found the line. I think the moderate tempo in that race caught us all by surprise, given Eduardo and co were in it. And there he was, making good ground back on the inside, worst part of the track. So I've made Lost and Running, you know, one of my best bets for the day. But I think Masked Crusader at $12 is over the odds and a danger.
Yeah, I like your thinking there with Masked Crusader, Gator. Hey, earlier on in the card at Randwick, we see the first two-year-old races of the season, which is always exciting to see these horses step out for the first time in the early part of their two-year-old year. Have any of them jumped out at you at the trials?
Well, yeah, there's been some exceptional trial form. So, and, you know, a lot of them have been sort of competing against each other on the same morning. You know, so similar, really similar track conditions, wind, all those variables are not a factor, I guess. So we do get some sort of guide this year, I think. You know, it's up to punters how they want to play it. You know, we've come a long way from, you know, not seeing them in public. So we have seen them trial, I think, Physical Graffiti from the boys division did a good job in his heat. He ran useful time there. So I lent to him on top. And the Gym Crack, I just lent to Sicilian, who ran similar time to this hot favourite and did it under much less pressure. So, as I say, I just lent to her. But look, times in barrier trials and all those things are just one of many variables. So we'll see how that plays out.
Gator, just back to Flemington now. The Bart Cummings is always an interesting race because it holds a golden ticket into the Melbourne Cup. Who do you expect to be picking up that ticket on Saturday?
Look, I've tipped Luna Flair on top. I love the way she's been finding the line. When she got to this distance range last prep, she was able to beat High Motion, a recent Flemington winner, and then she was able to beat Floating Artist in the Mini Valley Cup. That horse ran fourth in a Melbourne Cup. So I just thought that, again, at near double figures, she was the one over the odds. The Quentin Street Jr. Had really similar last 200 split to her in the Naturalism. He was only second up. He's been crying out for a staying trip. His Sydney Cup run was, well, outstanding, given the pattern of the day. He's a sneaky top 10 chance for the Melbourne Cup, that horse. Plenty of other hopes, but they were my top two and the two I'm keen to back.
All right, I'll take a couple of questions now from our listeners. This one has come through. Gator, I've been backing Profondo. Is this the week we see him win? Well, Gator's already touched on that. It's one of his two picks there in the Turnbull Stakes alongside of Gold Trip. Hey, does Gator give Crosstalk any chance on the heavy track in Sydney this weekend? That's from the Foss.
Look, I thought he was quite good last time because he was up near a really fearsome speed. Look, I thought he was under the odds. I said that openly into that race. But the way it shaped up, he was left a sitting duck, wasn't he, for top rated, who certainly ran past him. The query with him on Saturday is Top Rank actually meets him better at the weights for beating him, and he was only first up. So you'd have to think he beats him again. But if Crosstalk gets a softer run on speed down in the weights, he's certainly in the conversation.
Now, Deb has sent us a text message in regards to the Metropolitan, and it relates to Mankind's form before last run. Looked pretty good. Do you know what happened to him last start? Appeared to go rather badly, and should I be giving him another chance?
Yeah, look, I thought he was forgivable last time. I mean, you can easily tie his form in through Durston, who's the favourite. They clashed, of course, last spring. Durston had 62... And I think McCain had 60 from memory, so they both had their share of weight. There wasn't much between them on the line. You know, he'll handle any track, McCain. He can posse up nearer the speed if it's playing that way. So, yeah, I certainly wouldn't talk you out of it. And you know, there it is. If you're making a good case for the favourite, and many are because he's favourite, then McCain must have a case.
Mick of Richmond, he's given me a bit of a clip here, Gator. He says, it's taken me 6 months to train others at RSN. You must advise race, number, venue, horse, and name of horse when I'm repeating your tips. I apologise, Gator. I'm doing my best, but I don't want to put people to sleep too, so I'll try and put my own little spin on things, but I will try and look after you as well, Mick. Hey, another question's come through here. G'day, guys. Gator, would you care to share your rankings for the Cox Plate, given we have seen all the competitors step out this spring now? What do we have to see from the likes of Top Rank, Duas, and Gold Trip this weekend to make them legitimate winning chances in the Cox Plate?
Yeah, and you could add Profondo to that as well, and a few others that, you know, it's certainly time for them to stand up. I mean, okay, it might not be the strongest Cox Plate in history, given the lack of international representation, no very elegant, you know, but it's never been won by an average horse, this race. You know, so ranking order, well, you know, it's probably Zaki and Animo at the moment, isn't it? Animo looks to have come back better than last year, where he nearly won the race as a three-year-old, of course. So you know, he comes off a little hiccup, let's call it. So you know, that's probably, I think the market's probably, you know, got them right, because we're all seeing the same races. So crossroads race for a few of those you mentioned this weekend.
Just on the Zaki one, Gate, I heard you with Scotty Gallen on Monday on Racing Rewind, mentioning that at the price, Zaki's probably a better bet than Animo right now in the Cox Plate, just because you're getting far more value. But what does he have to do to turn it around against the likes of Alligator Blood and even maybe I'm Thunderstruck to get the better of them at Moonee Valley over 2,040 metres?
Well, I thought he ran well on Sunday. He certainly had his chance, given he sat second and the leader won. But he was, you know, I think they went about 7 lengths below Group 1 average, which, you know, he's better in a faster run race as well. He was also second up, what, 1,350 to 1,800? You know, so as he gets on, maybe there's some natural improvement there. He just wanted to lane a little bit, which I don't love. So hopefully, you know, he is 100% right. You know, when he was beaten in Queensland at the end of last prep, I am not a Lizzie Jo- I'm not a guru as far as a horse's action goes, but he didn't look like the most fluent I'd seen him. So back the stable to get him right. If he is there right at his best, he's going to be very hard to beat. That's what you're betting on.
Gator, last question. This is from Rusty. Can Allegron win the Turnbull?
Look, I think he's certainly in the mix. I mentioned him there as we ran through, and I thought he was really good. Last time he beat Benno last start, he was only second up. Benno was third up. You know, Benno was going in as a hot favourite too, or a favourite, you know, in the Metro prior to that. So, look, I think he's certainly in the mix, given the nature of the race set waste penalties, and he's certainly in the mix for a Caulfield Cup, that horse, I think, as well.
Gator, I will go to Warrigal here for the first, then come back and get your Knights Watchman and Parlay play before we let you go. Favourites is Gator's Game Plan on RSN Central. You're with Matt Nevitt and David Gately, and cricket season is fast approaching, Gator. Tom from Tamworth, he's always keen to know who is padding up as the Knights Watchman this week.
Yeah, look, I've told Zeno to just get the pads ready. Race 9, number 4 at Flemington. He does look quite progressive, doesn't he? I mean, it was only his second start the other day. A terrific chase and win. Have to like the form around that race, given one of the horses he beat, Berudina, who's here, ran quite well in a Corfu Guineas lead-up. Second and fourth horses won out of that race as well. So, Look, he looks pretty promising. 9 by 4 at Zeno, our night watchman.
And our parlay play this weekend?
Let's go race 3, number 1. She's Lickety Split. Terrific run from her on a strong speed wide with 59. Back to set weights, the key. Race 3, number 1. Into race 5, number 3, Giga Kick. We've touched on him. And pad up race 9, number 4, Zeno to bring us home.
I love your work, Gator. So the parlay play, race 3, number 1, race 4, number 3, and race 9, number 4, all at Flemington. Gator, this is the last time I'll be speaking to you on RSN Central, but fear not, listeners. Gator will still be with us on Racing Pulse as of next Monday and Thursday. So Michael Felgate will have the great pleasure of talking to you next week, Gator. Go well this weekend.
Bit of musical chairs. No, we'll look forward to that. Good luck on the weekend, punters.